What does it mean to be an explorer? While the word may conjure up certain images, the actual individuals who risk life and limb to push the boundaries of knowledge are a diverse bunch who are hard to categorize. Amanda Bellows tells the story of 10 such adventurers in the new book, The Explorers, A New History of America in 10 Expeditions. Amanda is a historian who teaches at the New School and has published writing in the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, and other outlets. Here she is to share 5 of her big ideas.
My name is Amanda Bellows. I am a historian and the author of The Explorers, A New History of America in 10 Expeditions. This book tells the exciting stories of 10 different American adventurers whose discoveries shaped the history of the United States. What can we learn from their journeys, and how might we apply those lessons to our own lives? Here are 5 key insights. Insight number 1, taking big risks can bring big rewards. Frontiers are places that few people have reached. When we think of frontiers, uncharted lands or waters come to mind. But for American adventurers of the past, the sky and even outer space were important frontiers. During the last 2 centuries, men and women took on great risk as they traveled to far-flung places. For example, Arctic explorers competed to be the first to reach the North Pole in the early 1900s. Matthew Henson, the son of Maryland sharecroppers, joined U.S. Navy Commander Robert Peary's 1908 expedition. The men knew that the hazards of Arctic exploration were great, but they were prepared to face any obstacle in pursuit of their goal of finding the North Pole. After wintering in Cape Sheridan, Canada, Henson and Peary set off on the final leg of their trek with 4 Inuit guides and teams of dogs. They faced bone-chilling temperatures, the threat of falling into the frigid Arctic Sea, and losing their way amid the rough terrain. But the men overcame these obstacles to stand at the top of the world, claiming victory for the United States in a race that drew international attention. Their willingness to tolerate risk ultimately paid off. Insight number 2. Surround yourself with a great, diverse team. Daniel Boone, Amelia Earhart, Davy Crockett. The names of some of America's best-known explorers seem to stand in isolation. We envision them gazing out on remote landscapes or standing alone in the cockpit of an airplane flying over the Atlantic Ocean in the dead of night. But none of these women and men reached new frontiers on their own. Teamwork has ensured the success of a wide range of expeditions throughout American history. This insight is exemplified by one of the most famous expeditions of all, Meriwether Lewis's and William Clark's journey across North America in 1804. These 2 men never would have made it without the support of a team called the Corps of Discovery. 43 men made up the initial group that set off from Missouri with Lewis and Clark to find a route to the Pacific Ocean. They were blacksmiths, sharpshooters, and boatmen. When the Corps of Discovery arrived in present-day North Dakota, Sacagawea, a Shoshone woman, and her husband, Toussaint Charbonneau, a French-Canadian trader, joined the expedition party. Sacagawea played a pivotal role in the Corps of Discovery, serving not only as an interpreter, but also as a navigator and negotiator who helped secure horses during a critical part of their journey to the sea. The original and added members of the Corps of Discovery relied on one another's unique skills throughout their 2-year trek across the continent and back. We are stronger and more effective when we work together. Insight number 3. New technology takes you farther, faster. The invention of new forms of transportation made it possible for American explorers to reach different kinds of frontiers over the past 200 years. Traveling by boat and on horseback, the Corps of Discovery went from Missouri to Oregon and back between 1804 and 1806. 63 years later, the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad enabled Americans to go from the Midwest to California in just 4 days. Sailing ships could cross the Atlantic Ocean in 6 weeks during the early 1800s. But by century's end, steamships reduced transatlantic travel time to less than 1 week. Innovations in the field of aviation further accelerated the speed of travel. When pilot Amelia Earhart completed her solo flight across the Atlantic Ocean in 1932, it took her just 14 hours to fly from Newfoundland to Northern Ireland. Rocket power helped American explorers shatter previous speed records. When the aviator Howard Hughes circumnavigated the globe in 1938 in 3 days, the astronaut Sally Ride circled the Earth 16 times in 1 day aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger in 1983. Innovation has touched and expanded human capacity for exploration. Today, great technology can help us achieve our goals faster and more efficiently. Insight number 4, passion and persistence pay off. American adventurers often had different objectives, but they shared a tremendous drive to accomplish their goals. John Muir and Florence Bailey were two explorers whose love of the natural world motivated them to protect the environment from destruction. They came of age during the second half of the 19th century, when industrialization transformed the United States from a predominantly agrarian nation into a manufacturing powerhouse. Activities like logging and mining destroyed formerly wild landscapes. Population growth led to denser settlement patterns and increased demand for consumer goods that negatively affected wildlife. The naturalist and explorer John Muir was deeply troubled by the decimation of the environment, particularly in California, where he had fallen in love with the canyons and redwood trees of Yosemite Valley. He decided to launch a campaign to convince the public and the federal government that it was a region worthy of preservation. Muir penned articles alerting American readers of the ecological crisis facing the Yosemite Valley. He also captured its beauty in photographs that his friend, Robert Underwood, presented to Congress. Muir's and Underwood's efforts worked. In 1890, Congress created Yosemite National Park to save the magnificent landscape. Florence Bailey shared Muir's passion for the natural world. She harbored a special appreciation for birds, unlike most women of her day. Gilded Age fashion dictated the use of feathers in elaborate hats and gowns. Hunters slaughtered birds by the thousands, leading to the depletion of native bird populations. Bailey knew it was essential to curb demand among other women. At Smith College, she founded an Audubon Society. Like Muir, she penned articles for national publications about conserving birds. She explored the United States and wrote books about its diverse bird species. Finally, Bailey lent her support to a political campaign that resulted in Congress's passage of the Lacey Act in 1900, which protected bird populations on a national scale. Hard, focused work helped Muir and Bailey achieve their conservationist aims. Insight number 5. Read the signs that tell you when to change course. The most successful American explorers were adaptable. They knew how to adjust to the changing conditions they would inevitably face on their journeys. James Beckworth was an adventurer who excelled at maintaining a flexible approach in the face of challenge. Born into slavery in Virginia, Beckworth found freedom as a mountain man out west. He took on jobs ranging from trapping and trading to delivering mail and mining for lead. One of his most exciting treks was during the California Gold Rush. Beckworth headed to the American Valley in search of mineral riches. While there, he discovered not an abundance of gold, but a pass through the Sierra Nevada. Recognizing the significance of his finding, he gave up prospecting and directed his efforts into constructing a potentially lucrative road for future settlers. Upon the completion of Beckworth's pass, countless people traveled on it during their journey to the Golden State. Although he was never adequately compensated for the construction of the road, Beckworth ended up making a home for himself in what became known as Beckworth Valley. He established a thriving inn and helped migrants acclimate to life on the California frontier. James Beckworth's story ultimately teaches us that adaptability opens the door to new opportunities. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy reading about some of America's most extraordinary explorers.
Thank you, Amanda. That was Five Big Ideas from The Explorers, A New History of America in 10 Expeditions by Amanda Bellows. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.